number 15. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Stacy. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Stay Calm. Stacy Penner is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. However, you should avoid physical activities that involve expressions of anger, such as hitting, punching, kicking or kicking a wall. Mindfulness helps you to regain a sense of calm and focus your attention so that you are not surprised by anxiety. Imagine working through a stressful, anxious situation while remaining calm. See your body relaxed, and imagine you are working to stay calm in a stressful or anxiety-related situation. Look back at this image to create a mental picture of what you look like while staying calm and focused, especially when you are anxious. You can see yourself as you are, or you can choose to direct your attention elsewhere, for example to your eyes, ears, nose, mouth and even your body. This form of relaxation and mindfulness can eliminate the stress response and allow you to think clearer and more effectively. In times of stress, we focus on our busy minds, but it can also cause us to overfocus and overreact. Take time to listen to a guided meditation before bed or early in the morning, or when your mind wanders to stressful thoughts of the day. Write down your thoughts and return to the activities you have been involved in, but only when you have returned to them. If you are under pressure at work, this could help you to feel calm and gain a new perspective on the situation. Even under stress, you can find things to be thankful for, such as spending a few extra minutes in nature, connecting with someone at home, or the sun shining through the window. You will probably realize that this is not a matter of life or death anyway, but rather an exercise in self-control. Meditation has been shown to reduce stress and change your brain so you can better manage your emotions and stay calm when you need them most. If you think meditation is just sitting cross-legged and singing for an hour, then it couldn't be further from the truth. Sitting still and concentrating on breathing is a beneficial form of meditation. You learn mindfulness by regulating your attention by sitting still and concentrating on the breathing, phrases and images around you. Scientists have found that mindfulness meditation techniques have been used to reduce stress, treat heart disease and alleviate depression, anxiety and other mental health problems such as depression and anxiety. Therapists turn to mindfulness to treat depression as well as generalized anxiety disorders, panic attacks, insomnia, and even depression. Recognizing and accepting our feelings and thoughts opens the door for us to explore how we interact with them. You probably have a few people in your life who cause you stress, either because of who you are or they can cause us stress just because you are around us. Take a few minutes to write down 5 things you are grateful for and see how much better you look and feel. We cannot control what life throws at us next, but we can learn to deal with pressure situations. Stress is a normal part of modern life, and if you are frequently confronted with stressful situations and feel panicked and overwhelmed trying to deal with them, you can benefit from learning coping strategies that can help you stay calm. Making sure you apply these strategies the next time you feel under pressure can help you to feel calm and able to deal with the situation. When a serious situation arises at work, our first instinct is panic, and this pressure can put pressure on our bodies to release adrenal glands, an evolutionary tactic that releases hormones to prepare us for battle or flight from danger. In modern times, stress triggers these hormones and can trigger panic when danger is imminent, be it a presentation you are giving to work or a wild animal confronting you. This reaction can limit our ability to perform, and many of the world's greatest performers, including entrepreneurs, athletes, and artists, have reached out to their friends and family to learn how to remain extremely calm under pressure. If we know how to reduce stress quickly, we can stay calm, productive, and focused for long periods of time. We have the ability to develop and maintain mental readiness, which calls us to the requirements. Social interaction is a surefire strategy for regulating our nervous system, and face-to-face conversations with a relaxed, caring listener can help us quickly calm down and reduce tension. Maintaining a network of close relationships is crucial to our mental health, even if we cannot always have a friend to lean on in the midst of a stressful situation. If you learn to stay calm in anxious situations and find effective ways to cope with them, you can lead a healthier, happier and more fulfilled life. Read more about other creative ways to release stress and deal with it. This is all for today, guys. My name is Stacy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.